We just got done watching the Xbox showcase and a chunk of the Outer Worlds 2 reveal. I'm here with Nadia Oxford, and we are reacting to everything that was just announced and some of the big headlines from the Xbox showcase. Persona 4 Revival confirmed. Xbox handheld has been properly revealed. It's called the Xbox Ally, made in conjunction with Republic of Gamers. We saw more Clockwork Revolution. We did not see Fable or Silksong, which was surprising. Nadia, what was your reaction to the Xbox showcase?
Well, like I said during the stream, I gotta give them the chutzpah for like just like they made it so obvious, like, hey, this handheld that we're introducing is for Silksong, and we did not see Silksong, which says to me that somebody has the rights to that trailer. I'm guessing Nintendo at this point.
It's Nintendo.
Because I have to admit, like, when you think about it, Hollow Knight became a big thing on the Switch because it was like one of the games that everyone picked up when they were kind of jonesing for something to play that wasn't Zelda. So I understand why they would save it maybe for the Switch 2. If we see it on the Switch 2, who knows at this point? Could be another year without Silksong. Maybe they're just really having fun edging everyone. I don't blame them. It's pretty funny.
Let's start with the top story, which is Xbox is making a handheld. Nadia, is there any way that you're going to be buying this handheld?
I didn't see. Did they reveal the price yet?
I don't think so. They confirmed that it would have a Ryzen and that it would be 512 gigs of hard drive space. And maybe that's about it. So we can probably expect it to be equivalent to, or maybe a little bit better than, a Steam Deck OLED. They were saying that it was going to be able to run basically everything that was shown during that showcase. And I mean, they were showing things like a Gears of War remake. They were showing Call of Duty Black Ops 7, but the question is it going to be running natively or will it be streaming? And streaming is fine if you have a really good Wi-Fi connection. The PlayStation portal showed that can work, but I don't know if I would be wanting to be playing all those games in a cloud streaming kind of vibe. So I guess the question is, how strong is the GPU on this thing?
In chat, sorry for mispronouncing your name, Temper. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, but saying that the Xbox Ally X is 34% heavier than the Switch 2, it's even heavier than the Steam Deck, and has a smaller screen than the Switch 2, I think will be passed for me. Ooh, yeah.
Where's all this information coming from? Is this for real? Oh, here we go. We got specs. Pricing specs. It's coming out in the holiday.
Okay.
It's a Windows 11. It has an AMD Ryzen C2A processor, 16 gigs of... you can get an Ally X or a regular Ally, and the Ally X has way more RAM. I'm just going to tell you right now, get the Ally X.
Get the
Ally. Don't skimp on this. One terabyte of memory.
Anymore. Yeah.
1080p screen, so that's better than the Steam Deck OLED. 120 hertz refresh rate is actually pretty cool. It has a USB-C port. It's like various ports. It's probably not, I'm kind of curious, like, how open will this be? How easy will it be able to modify?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We have our dimensions, which is a 290.8 by 121.5 by 50.7, whatever, 715 grams. So I guess that's maybe where we're getting the...
That's pretty heavy.
How heavy it is. I mean, it looks bulky. It looked pretty bulky in Phil Spencer's hands.
It did. It has to be. I understand why. As for whether I would get it, it's like... I'm sorry, did you say the price? Did they say they had the price on the specs?
Pricing, compatible accessories, and pre-orders to be revealed in the coming months. We don't know the pricing. I think the pricing will make a difference, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was priced comparably to the Steam Deck, which would make it more expensive than the Switch 2.
Yeah, definitely.
Looks okay. The Roge Ally, the original Roge Ally, was fine, but maybe more inconsistent than the Steam Deck OLED. So
my question is,
the battery life is probably not going to be amazing on it.
Battery life's got to be kind of garbage, to be honest. But my question is, like, the Steam Deck, if you want one, you got to order one online. Is this something you're going to find in Walmart alongside the Switch 2?
So, no. Maybe. Yep. the same audience is not going to be buying it. It's a very niche. It's a very niche proposition. It's like for the, it's for the hardcore.
That's what I'm thinking. And the thing is, I don't know why I would buy this over a Steam Deck OLED, for example. Like, maybe it's a little easier to use.
It has wider range of possible. Okay, let's pretend that you're not. You're like, I need a companion to the Switch 2, and I'm made out of money. And
yay,
I'm choosing between the Steam Deck and this thing. I think that just right out of the gate, you're probably getting a better screen, probably. Mm-hmm. You're getting better performance. And I think the kicker is that you do get access to Steam and you get access to Windows. So you can, so that's a big help, because in Steam Deck, you can get access to Steam, but you have to like dual boot or Windows, but you have to like dual boot and it's kind of a pain.
Right.
And I don't really like to do it. And I don't like cloud streaming Xbox Game Pass onto the thing. So it's a more all-in-one solution, I suppose. But again, it's one of those like, am I made out of money kind of situations. And this is very much a, I think this is a very situational prospect. If you asked me today, would you buy a Steam Deck or this thing? I'd be like, maybe this thing? I'll wait for the reviews. I'll wait for the pricing.
Yeah, it's not something I'm like, holy crap, I'm really excited about this. I'm like, well, let's see how it compares to the Steam Deck. Because if it's a decent competitor to that, and it's affordable, there might be a bit of a war going on there. That's interesting.
A war.
War. War prices.
We're going to war.
Seeing in the chat that we're looking at The Outer Worlds 2 as an $80 USD game. So that's going to be a tough sell for some people.
Sorry, what are we looking at?
Apparently, Outer Worlds 2 is going to be an $80 game USD. So that's tough. I don't know if people are going to be sold on it yet.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Okay, moving on. Persona 4 Revival was shown during this stream.
Kind of.
So we've got our Persona 4 remake. We only got a very brief glimpse of it. And it was you, YU, running around in the town, whose name escapes me. We got some of that music. I was reminded that Persona 4 does, in fact, have my favorite soundtrack of the series. And here's a statement from P Studio. Hello, this is Wada from P Studio. We are pleased to announce the release of Persona 4 Revival. We'll be sharing more information in due time. Persona 4 has spawned numerous spin-off works. They list a whole bunch of spin-offs. And as a special title, we are currently working on this project with all of our passion. We are confident that this will be a fresh and surprising product for both newcomers and longtime fans, and we look forward to sharing it with you all. Additionally, we are actively preparing for the future development of the Persona series as a studio. Wait a minute. Actively preparing for the future development of the Persona series as a studio? What does that mean?
Does this mean
that all the Persona 6 rumors were bullshit and they haven't actually been working on this?
Sounds like they're like, yeah, we're going to start.
Were they doing like 10 years of pre-production on Persona 6?
No, they're doing 10 years of making Persona 5 into every genre they could possibly do.
God. We are working hard to meet the expectations of fans around the world, and our work is progressing well. Please stay tuned for more updates. Okay, so we will get more information on Persona 4 Revival at some point, and in fact, they are working on the next Persona, whatever that is. But they're not ready to show it, and it's unclear if they are going to be actually... It is unclear if this new Persona is going to be Persona 6 or something else, and it's unclear how much of this exists. If they've literally been doing pre-production for 8 years or something like that. I'm sure it hasn't helped that most of the team went over to start their own studio under that umbrella and made Metaphor Refantagio, but...
Yeah. We'll find out.
I guess we'll find out.
I was hoping for more, frankly.
Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade is coming this winter to Xbox, and 16 is out now.
Mm-hmm.
Means that you're going to be able to get 16 on Game Pass and Final Fantasy VII Remake on Game Pass, which is really nice. One thing that stood out to me, we basically got like no Switch 2 logos at all. We did see PS5 logos.
Yeah.
Saw PS5 logos, but not Switch 2.
We were talking about that in the chat, and I think we just came to the conclusion that maybe Nintendo is like controlling the narrative like they do, and they have that maybe they didn't want to be shown because they're afraid of leaks. I just think that most of these games are going to show up on the Switch too, even though, as you said, maybe Nintendo, maybe Microsoft didn't want to dilute their own handheld by saying, hey, you can play this on the Switch as well. But we didn't notice any Switch logos during the game show itself, as I recall, the Summer Games Mess.
We got our first glimpse of Clockwork Revolution. That's the new game by In Exile Entertainment, the studio that was started by Brian Fargo. Nadia, what were your takeaway from that reveal? We saw quite a bit. We saw the character creator, we saw the dialogue trees, we saw the combat, we saw various characters, we saw this Chucky-like creature. We learned about how it uses time to let you change the events of the game, which I think is a really nifty conceit. It makes me think a little bit of Chrono Trigger or something like that. So Nadia, what did you think?
I'm more interested than I was, that's for sure. I'm kind of, you know, so-so with steampunk. It hits or it misses, but this looks like it could hit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely give it a try. I think the writing looks funny. I think it looks like a really ridiculous, but it looks like basically Bioshock Infinite if it didn't take itself as seriously as it did.
Bioshock Infinite if it weren't ridiculous?
Yeah, basically. Because Bioshock Infinite did have a fun setting. I liked it, like I said, on the...
It did, yeah.
Like I said on the stream, I liked just the barbershop quartet style of music. Like, yeah, everybody wants to rule the world. Like, that was so funny. I love that.
You know what nobody talks about anymore outside of kind of being derisive?
Bioshock?
And kind of taking shots at Ken Levine? Bioshock Infinite. Shock.
And when you think about how revolutionary Bioshock was, like, when I saw that for the first time on the 360, like, I was blown away. That just that opening sequence is still masterful.
You think so? Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
When it originally started, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's the whole, I'm Andrew Ryan and I have a question. Like, that's great.
Oh, you're talking about the original Bioshock.
Yes, yes. I haven't really played Infinite.
Are you not entitled to the sweat on your brow?
No, says the man in Washington, it belongs to the poor. No, says the Vatican, it belongs to God. No, says the man in Moscow, it belongs to everyone. So good.
Wow. Well done, Nadia.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
I just remember random shit.
Me too, actually. But the fact that you're able to quote all of that, I think the original Bioshock actually rules.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, as a takedown of Ayn Randism. Let's just say that. I think it works.
Yeah, I like it.
It does. But Blood of the Dawnwalker, that's a new game by The Witcher 3 folks. It's going to have vampires. You're going to be kind of a half vampire or something.
Yeah, I think it's basically Slavic Blade.
Slavic Blade? Is that what it is?
Well, it's just like he's a Dawnwalker, a Daywalker. I guess he's hunting vampires. Looks like he was christened with blood or something like that, which is really neat.
Christened with blood. So that's Xbox Series XS, PC, Cloud, Steam, and PS5. There are a few other things. Some of the games that stood out to me, Aphelion, that's from Dotnod. A game that was made in collaboration with the European Space Agency, which does not look like it has guns. It does look like it has an alien that's going to try and eat you. But I guess it's a lot of traversal puzzles and that kind of thing. It's almost Mirror's Edge-y, but in a third-person context, which I think is kind of neat.
One of the scariest things you can do in a horror game, I think, is have one set in space and you have, you know, yourself and, say, another person who's with you, the character, and then suddenly there's a knock from outside and the person who you think is inside is actually outside and they're begging you to let them in. You say, no, but they're here. They're in the station. No, I'm the real one. Let me in. That's awesome.
Ghosts at the Grand. That's another one of the things that's my favorite. One of my favorites. Not an RPG, but how is it? Boy, there's a lot going on in that game. because sure it looks like Power Wash Simulator with a proton pack and ghosts, but then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and then you're fighting monsters or something. There's a lot going on with that one.
This game is either going to be genius or a complete mess. Maybe both.
That is a good description. Fallout 76, Gone Fishing. I'm sorry, it's pretty good. They added fishing and Stardew Valley farming mechanics.
I am always, always pro-fishing, and there are so many games where fishing is the end game. Like FF14, the fishes are all crazy. Don't talk to them.
Animo, a game, is an action RPG-looking game that's a little cuter than Pal World. It's coming out in 2026. And from something called Paw Print Studio. And it made me think something, Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I have more games where I can be the Pokemon? Why do I always have to be the human?
That's a good question. Can I be the Pokemon? Yeah. I'd like to be the Pokemon. If there's this game that you be the Pokemon, because I'll be the Pokemon.
No, you're like a human. But maybe you can control the Pokemon sometimes.
That's kind of cool.
But you're definitely a human, because in the title, the key art, you look at a human with standing next to a little creature. It's admittedly pretty, but we've had, Pokemon, the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games let you be a Pokemon. That was fun, but you were still a human turned into a Pokemon.
I have not played the Mystery Dungeon games, and they're basically roguelikes, aren't they?
They are. They're very sheer in the wandery.
I'd love to play one sometime. I should.
But it's a little more simple. You might like it, though.
Yeah, you turn into a Pokemon. You turn into a Charmander, as I recall, in one of them.
Justice says, every single game person making a superhero tag battle game, as long as your name isn't Capcom. It's true.
Yeah.
So we basically got off-brand Marvel versus Capcom and off-brand Injustice. And I'm sorry, that's a big disrespect to Arc System Works, but I mean, in a way, we got that. It just wasn't Capcom.
Capcom is just kind of like Squidward in that meme with SpongeBob and Patrick running by and he's watching out the window.
Lance Hart says that you should check out Chocobo's Dungeon if you want something in the same vein.
I think Eric loves that.
Yeah?
I should give it a try. More Final Fantasy roguelikes.
This was my favorite game of the entire show. At Fate's End. It's from the devs of Spiritfarer. It's coming out in 2026. It's this gorgeous looking, really gorgeous. Like the art style is off the hook in this game. Sort of Metroidvania looking thing, and your girl with a sword, strong start. Mm-hmm. It's coming out on Xbox, PS5, Steam, and it's coming out on Switch too. Are you kidding me? It's definitely coming out on Switch too. And the thing that I really like about it is the way that they do the duels makes it look like, there's a lot more interaction. It's not just like dodge slash, maybe parry, dodge slash. It seems like there's more interaction. It feels more like a duel, and you're talking during those duels. So it has a cinematic vibe that isn't just cutscenes. That's the thing. It's like, if I'm playing a game, I'm not that big into non-interactive cutscenes. I love it when the story is weaved into the actual gameplay as much as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like that too. So this looks like it's a really good get. Really good shout. We'll find out.
Definitely my favorite thing of the show. And that's kind of it. The final thing that was shown was Call of Duty Black Ops 7. We're Axe of the Blood God, an independent RPG podcast. We don't give a fuck about Call of Duty. So
I admit,
sorry. If you want Call of Duty talk, maybe go listen to a different podcast.
We are definitely.
You can
not
listen
the
to
Call
every
Duty
other
types.
Fucking gaming podcast for Call of Duty talk. This is where we're gonna talk about why Fable wasn't there.
Why wasn't Fable there?
It was kind of surprising, actually. So I guess that one's been in development for quite a while now. It was, I believe, announced when they were showing off the Series X for the first time.
It really was, yeah.
And that was, at that time, it was barely a concept. We saw new gameplay earlier this year. Looked good. But we've only really seen snippets. And I guess we're not going to see Fable until next year earliest, maybe 2027.
Maybe there'll be a direct like there was for Outer Worlds 2.
Yeah. Not surprisingly, we did not get The Elder Scrolls 6.
Not even a tease.
Not even a tease. No Todd Howard. And we definitely did not get a Fallout 3 remaster or a Fallout New Vegas remaster. So Just those games, they're so far away, it feels like. We might get one someday.
We will. It'll happen. Like I said, the success of Obsidian, they have got to have a fire under their ass now.
I will say that The Outer Worlds 2 looks good. Mm-hmm. The vibes are fine. I'm sure it'll be very enjoyable to play. I'm sure I will play it come fall. I don't know if that's going to be the game I end up committing to as an RPG, as RPGs go, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be perfectly cromulent RPG. And Obsidian itself, I mean, I can't believe what a run they're on, actually. They made Avowed. They made Pentiment. Mm-hmm. They just announced Grounded 2. Grounded made so much money.
Yeah, Grounded 2 is going to be good.
Now they're working on The Outer Worlds 2. That studio really punches above its weight, I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah, they try hard. They work hard. Good for them.
They tried so hard. And they really got so far, and it mattered.
Yep.
Like, fully mattered.
It really kind of mattered.
In the end, it absolutely mattered. But Outer Worlds 2 being an $80 game is like, oof.
Yeah. Oof. I feel like, you know, maybe Microsoft and Sony had a bit of relief when Nintendo was the first to kind of break that $80 cherry.
Yeah.
Because that's not Nintendo being greedy. That's just what everything is now. Yeah. And a little bit of greed.
In 2026, this is Phil Spencer. Xbox will have a new Fable. So Fable in 2026. Next Forza. So presumably Forza Horizon. The next Forza Horizon. I hope. Not the other Forza. Gears of War E-Day. And the return of a classic that's been with us since the beginning.
Halo?
I guess probably Halo, right?
I would think so. I don't see how it could be anything else.
Abe's Odyssey. Stranger's Wrath. It's coming back.
I have never played an Abe's Odyssey game, and I don't know if I ever even want to.
Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yes. Now we're talking. Do a remake of that. People would love that.
Okay, so here is the launch titles for the Xbox in 2001. 4x4, Evo 2, Air Force Delta Storm, Arctic Thunder, Cell Damage, Dark Summit, Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive's coming
Dead alive,
back!
Dead or Alive's back. Get ready
Fusion
to bounce.
Fusion Frenzy. Halo, Mad Dash Racing, Madden, NASCAR, NHL, Oddworld Munch's Odyssey. That's why I made the Oddworld joke.
That's it.
Project Gotham Racing. That's it. That's yep. The one. Project Gotham Racing's coming back. You heard
Confirmed.
It here, folks. Shrek. Shrek's coming back.
Shrek is back, baby.
Test Drive Off-Road Wide Open. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2X and Trans World Surf.
That's where the trans people surf. Nice, they have a planet.
I'm sorry, I wasn't going to make that joke. It's good, though. Okay, so that's the Xbox stream. Nadia, what was your favorite thing that was shown, and how are you feeling? What's your optimism level for Xbox as we head into 2026?
Well, I like that the game you mentioned, the one that has that's by the Spiritfarer people.
I keep having to look up the name. Unfortunately, it would help if they hadn't come up with something. It's called Fate's End. Fate's End.
Oh, okay.
The name is Fate's End.
So that was pretty good. How I feel overall. Fine, you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, well, we didn't see Silksong, but I'm not a Hollow Knight fan, so that doesn't really matter to me that much. I just want to see the hype.
Boo!
Sorry. And I was really expecting Fable, but if there's no Fable, but still, it was definitely more interesting than the Summer Games Fest. I feel like Keeley would kill me if he heard this, but I feel like Summer Games Fest, the relevance is slowly dwindling as people pull away and make their own shows. Like Nintendo, as soon as Reggie was gone, they were like, sayonara, we don't care about you anymore. And of course, in this case, it's like, well, Xbox didn't love everything, but they had a good presentation, it was paced well, and they had some games I liked. You know, honestly, the steampunk game looks pretty good.
We were saying this during the actual stream, but credit to Xbox. It flows and moves much better than Keeley Fest. I like that they'll just be like, here's a trailer, here's a trailer, here's a trailer, here's a trailer.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just gameplay. You don't have people talking to a camera. You don't have a developer wearing a Make FPS Great Again coming on the stage and introducing it. It's not Keely doing bits between every trailer where you're like, get to the point. So it doesn't feel like it drags as much. And in that sense, it feels very tight and pretty focused. I did get a little bored during the Outer Worlds 2 direct, but maybe that's because I'm not that invested in the Outer Worlds 2. So.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't hang around for like directs dedicated to games unless I'm super interested in the game. And I have to be really interested. Like New Zelda? Okay, I'm in. Final Fantasy Live Letter? Okay, I'm in. Otherwise,
Criminal Justice says, between this and SGF, State of Play is coming around on me. I'm not sure what that means. But
I think maybe it means State of Play had a good show after all.
I'm really curious like where all the Switch 2 logos were and if this was like intentional.
It was absolutely like there's got to be a reason.
Rumor. Persona 4 remake reveal at showcase Xbox showcase and remake Switch 2 version coming later. That's just a rumor though. Unsourced rumor.
Yeah, like I think Criminal Justice said, it's a good bet that a lot of dev kits were like, you know, there weren't a lot of dev kits to go around, so they might have to wait. But I'm
okay,
sure it's coming.
This is the we forgot one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Beast of Reincarnation.
Oh.
That's the new Game Freak game.
Oh, that looks so good.
It looked great.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't care. I support them.
There were folks saying that it looked a lot like Wild Hearts, in which you hunt massive monsters in a world inspired by feudal Japan. That's fine. Wild Hearts was like actually kind of underrated, if I recall correctly. So
I'm glad you mentioned that.
The game revealed with typically stuttery Game Freak frame rate. Shut up, the gamer. Just shut up.
I didn't notice it that badly, if I noticed it at all.
I didn't either. No, I'm sure it's not 60 FPS. It's surprising to have that be an Xbox game and not a Switch game. Surely it's going to get announced for Switch too.
Yeah, I'm
surely
sure.
They'll show that in the direct.
Yeah. It's Game Freak.
Okay. It's freaking Game Freak. So, Nadia, what was the thing that you were the most excited for out of that showcase?
Like I said, the Fate's End looks good. I'm not like hyper excited about anything coming out yet. The Game Freak game that you mentioned is honestly, I love it when Game Freak doesn't do Pokemon. They do something weird. And they are way out of their league with this one, so I just gotta see what they're doing. I gotta be like, Game Freak, what are you up to? Just kind of push open the door, stop in the middle of their sin. Game Freak, what are you up to? All right, keep at it.
So Fate's End, and I'm cautiously optimistic about Clockwork Revolution. I think that looks really good. I think Outer Worlds 2 will be pretty good as well. And the rest is kind of like, yeah, cool.
And such whatever. And such.
Yeah, and such and such.
As
and Persona 4 Revival, whenever it comes out.
D-Lightning mentioned Super Meat Boy. Yeah, if you like Meat Boy and you want to torture yourself in 3D, be my guest. I will not be touching that. But I will like salute you if you get anywhere in that game. But people always manage somehow. They have more patience than I do.
And are you going to buy an Xbox Road Xbox Ally or are you not? Are you going to... Nah.
Not unless, like, if I have a good reason. If it's revealed that, you know, it has something really, you know, stand out over the Steam Deck, sure. But I don't know what the thing is yet, and I'm not ready to get a Steam Deck. I just blew everything on my Switch 2, so I'll be waiting a while before I do anything. And I'm actually curious to see how it does as a holiday purchase against a Switch 2.
I'm wondering what the price is going to be, because it is not cheap. It's not going to be cheap.
If they were equal, even equal to the Switch 2, they would have said this is our price, but they're not. They got to be at least $100 more expensive.
I'm trying to look up the actual price of a Steam Deck, 1 terabyte, but it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. And with the tariffs and everything, I have to imagine it's going to get more expensive. Are we talking like a $1,000 handheld here?
That would be a little crazy. I would never go for that.
Yeah. I mean, as it is, I mean... It was already like $800 to buy the top end Steam Deck, something like that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's not cheap.
It's not a frivolous purchase.
Yeah. So, Speaking for myself, I already own a Steam Deck OLED and I have a Switch too. So I think I'm good. I don't really need a thing that's going to have Game Pass on it. It's not enough of a system seller, but I'm sure it'll appeal to some people maybe who are looking to update their Rogue Ally or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Or, I'm sure there's not.
Or are really invested in Xbox. I love Xbox and I want Xbox Game Pass on a handheld is what those people are saying. What did you think of the Xbox showcase, dear listener? We want to know. If you want to go and listen to our takeaways from the State of Play and SGF and the Switch 2 launch, go check out the other podcast. It's our normal weekly recording. We did this as an extra reactions podcast that is going to be released here. And of course, go check out all the rest of our content. If you enjoy a podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/bloodgotpod. Subscribe to us on all the channels. That's bloodgotpod, Twitch, YouTube, and such as TikTok, Instagram, Blue Sky, bloodgotpod. Go and subscribe to all of those. Also, Nintendcats. That's cats with a K, nintendcats.beehive.com. That's my newsletter that I put out every week. Actually, when I'm done with this podcast, I am going to get off and I'm going to write a newsletter about the new handheld and the lack of Switch 2 things. We're waiting on a Nintendo Direct. Could be this week, could be next week, could be the week after. Nintendo moves in mysterious ways.
Nintendo moves in mysterious ways.
Whenever Nintendo holds its Nintendo Direct, we'll be here watching and reacting to it. And Eric will be back next week. So much to play, so much to cover in the middle of this crazy June for video games. Okay, I've been your host, Kat Bailey. Thank you so much for joining us during the Xbox Game Showcase. Please subscribe to all of our channels if you haven't already. We'll be back next week. And until then, for Nani and myself, thanks for listening and happy adventuring.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.